There's a famous Chazal in this week's parsha on the pasuk of Zeis HaTeira Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil. Chazal Darshan in Brochus. Nine she'ein divrei Torah miskaymen ala misha memes atzmo aleha. Shenema Zeis HaTeira Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil. Zeis HaTeira. How do you have Torah? Adam ki yomos boil. A person oil is base medrash. In a Torah miskayemes, Torah doesn't last. Torah is not stable. El b'misha meimis atzvul. A person who kills themselves for it. So the obvious question is, which a lot of the sforim speak about, is this is a gemara brachas. Torah only lasts miskayemes somebody who kills themselves for it. So why is this pasuk doing? What's it doing? In Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas is not about Torah, it's about Parah Aduma. In Mila Parshas Chukas, in Mila Parah Aduma, the Torah stels a vekka yisoy that the Rambam brings down the halacha. We did a lesson inside in a second. Ein haTorah miskayemes, mishayemes, you kill yourself for it. What's doing Mila Parshas? What's doing there? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel, the Rambam brings this drasha l'halacha. Ein divrei Torah miskayemen v'misha marpo atzmo aleihem. Torah doesn't last by somebody who's weak. And those who learn while they're deeply involved in gashmias. El misha meimis atzmo aleihem u'mitzar gufo itamid. Somebody who's mitzar his guf. That's where the Torah lasts. And he brings down this drosha. The Marshal says again, the Inyan Hamisa, Memis Gufoy, Mesalik Yemenu, Moisera Taiva. You don't live with excess Taiva. You don't live under the Shlita of the Guf. And then Torah is Miskamis. So what is the Pshat in that? And what is this doing over here in the middle of the Parsha Parah Duma? Smack him with Parsha Duma. Pshat like this. Rashi says, in the beginning of the Parsha, that the reason why the Parah Aduma is because it's coming to misakin the eagle. The Parah is the mother, the eagle is the kind. And since it's a tikkun, right? The first Rashi? It's a tikkun for the chet of the eagle. So the obvious question is, why is Parah Aduma a tikkun for the chet of the eagle? Shtein svarim like this. Pshat like this. We know that the Gemara says in Shabbos that at the time the Klal Yisrael came to Mekabel Torah, they went back to the Dargah of Adam HaRishon L'fnei Achet. By the way, what I'm saying over is a Kli Yakar in the beginning of the Parsha. Kli Yakar, many Sfarim say it, that Klal Yisrael B'Shas Matan Torah came back to the Dargah of Adam HaRishon L'fnei Achet. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Paskos were Muslim, they were Mesakin it. Which means that there wouldn't have been Misa. Now what that means, that there wouldn't have been Misa, it doesn't mean that they wouldn't have died, or it means that they wouldn't have died from the Malach HaMavis, they would have died with a Neshika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Shaila. But there was a bittul on the Misa. The Chazal Darshan, Chorus means Chairus, freedom from Misa. After the Chet of Ego, Misa came back into the world. Since the Chet of Ego caused that Misa came back into the world, so the Tikkun for the Chet of Ego is the Tikkun for Taras HaMes. Okay, that's a general outline. That's what the Kli Yakar says. The Kli Yakar says that since, knows what's the connection between the Parah Aduma, says Rashi, it's the mother of the Ego. The mother cleans up the mess. The answer is that the Egel brought Misa back into the world. And the Parah Aduma, which is a tikkun for Tumah, I want to explain what that means. It sounds like Kabbalistic things. That's what the Kli Yakar says, and that's what all the Sfarim says. I want to just explain what that means, okay? What's Misa? What does death mean? I'll say even better. What's Tumah? Why is there Tumah when a person dies? The answer is that when a person dies, there's Tumah because a person is composed of a Guf and Neshama. And when the neshama leaves, there's a vacuum of kedusha. The separation of the guf and the neshama, of leaving the guf, in other words, wherever there was kedusha beforehand, so the level of a yiddish neshama, the level of a yiddish neshama is so high that the vacuum, the departure of the neshama, leaves over the guf vacant without, and that's where tumah sets in. Tumah sets in is where there's an absence of kedusha that was there beforehand. When Adam Rishon was created, there was no Misa in the world. because there was no tug of war between a person's guf and a person's neshama. They worked together. They were in tandem. There was unity. There was a shleimus. There's no misa in the world. Misa in the world comes when the guf, it means after the chet of Adam Arishan, was a gzera of misa. We'll go slowly. So what's misa? Misa is when the guf and the neshama go apart. They can't stay together. They're not 100% achdus. They're not 100% one. If there'll be 100% one, there'll be no misa in the world. So at the time of Adam Arishan was created, because Baruch Hu created a perfect world. He created Adam Arishan with a neshama and a guf. That the guf of Adam Arishan before the chet wasn't a stira. It wasn't a contradiction to his neshama. Today we live in a struggle. We feel a struggle. We feel a struggle between our neshama, Yetzer Tov, and our guf, right? We live with that struggle. It's a tug of war, not a struggle. It's a tug of war. A constant tug of war. By the way, that's not how Adam Rishon was created. Adam Rishon wasn't created like that. It's after the chet of Adam Rishon, the guf became a ganza force. But part of the force was that the fact that it's an opposing force of neshama. That's where misa comes in. Misa comes in is that the guf and the neshama can't be together forever. You're going to have to part ways at some point because you're opposing forces. There's something much deeper. The Ramchal speaks out in a Sefer Das Tfunas in Ois Kuf Chavav that in Gan Eden there were two trees. It was Eitz HaChaim, Eitz HaDas. Listen to this lashon of the Ramchal. Shevadei ein mikri yoytzim midei pshutoi va'eitzim eitzim hoyu va'perus perus achil. There were trees that had fruit on it. But very, very non-physical eating, something which is hard for us to understand. But he says, a mashal, he says, that you understand in the physical world of today, that there are different fruits which have different vitamins and different abilities, and different tunis, and different chemistry, right? That a person understands. So he says, spiritually also, the same way you understand the physical world, that this fruit is that, and that fruit, my grandson has a very bad cold, so the mitapelet, in the Gan said that she doesn't understand why going to doctors and taking antibiotics. A Yushami lady, every day my son-in-law comes in, he tells her off, take pears, grind them down, put in a stick of cinnamon, and the child will never be sick again. And yesterday when the kid came in with the sniffles again, she mamish told her off, why don't you grind down pears? So I'll just tell you, agavucha, if you ever have a cold. Why make your face rescue? You don't like cinnamon sticks? It doesn't. You breathe it in. You snuff it. Is that cocaine? You eat it. I'm gonna say you eat it. Yes.
Why can't you get the pear as it is? Right?
No, because it has to. What are you asking? Question on Yushalmi medicines.
I said it's that he's supposed to,
what?
It's
what?
It's a Messiah.
It's a Messiah. Says the Ramchal that the same way you understand that every pre has different tchunas and different abilities, which is proven, he says, v'yesh b'skulois hativiyim dvam niflayim. There are unbelievable things. There are unbelievable things, he says. Dvam niflayim. There's unbelievable things. And we know that in the natural world. There's unbelievable things. Gama eitzim ha'ela haya b'pirim skula shechokak b'hem ha'bari. These peiros and Eitz HaDas and Eitz HaChaim, they had the qualities that the Eibishter put into them. What were? Ki Eitz HaChaim lahachnis b'lev ha'yediya nechoyne v'advekus v'ava elav yizbaruch. Eitz HaChaim, somebody who ate from that tree, he got into him the dvekus and the yediya se'emes to be close to Hashem. V'yediya b'drach v'akdosh, well, you ate from the Eitz HaChaim, you became spiritual. You wanted the Eibishter. You knew the emes. And it takes away, they say if you eat certain foods, it lowers your sugar, it lowers your diabetes. This lowers your typhus. I the eight hadas lepach. How your period of machnis believe her typhus, a gufnis, a chumit hotayim. The eight hadas made typhus. If other region would have eaten from the eight hachayim, he would have been unbelievable. He ate from the eight hadas. He got sunk into Taivas Gufnias and he loved Kashmias. So what happened? What was the Mida Keneged Mida? Continues Ramchal and says, Nishar Gashmi. So he became physical, he became a Gushim. Okay, Raisa? You want Gashmi? Now, why did other Marishan want to do that? So you all know, it's Bavus, let's put that all this form. Other Marishan wanted the challenge. He wanted to see that he can be dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even with the taivis, the gamble didn't work, and here we are today in our tug of war. So watch the tiefkeit. The aveira that he did was that he went after, I mean, before he took it, he was balanced. He wasn't in the tug of war that we have. Says the Ramchal, but when he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, he got himself into Gashmias. His guf became the ikker, and now I'm adding on. And that's where Misa came in. So the guf now wasn't any more subject or buttle to the neshama. It means originally the guf was like a horse that the neshama pulled by its reins and told him where to go right and left. That was the relationship between the neshama and the guf. But after the chet, and what was the chet? The chet was, he ate the fruit, which was Taivis Gashmi is, so he became Gufni. So now there's Misa in the world. That was the Mida Keneged Mida. It's not a Oynish. It's an inevitable result because we're not on the same page anymore. So the Guf and the Neshama can't stay together anymore. That's the Oymek of why Misa was Nigzar after he ate from the Eitz HaDaas. Now that the Guf and the Neshama are in this struggle and they part ways, so when the Neshama leaves the Guf, there's a vacuum. That's called Tumas Meis. So Tumas Meis is really an articulation of the fact that the Guf and the Neshama are not on the same page. And in the Egel, that happened again. So there's a Mori D'Kazach, the Sfasemis says somewhere, I can't remember where, a Mavel D'Kazach. I'm going to say it on two levels. Listen carefully, it's Tiferet. Why is it that Tumas Meis is fixed al Yedei HaChoik? What's a chayik? I don't understand it. When I don't understand something, so what I'm doing is I'm getting my body to do something that doesn't want to do it because it doesn't make sense. And the body only participates in things which are logical. Doing something which is illogical means I'm being mevatel my body to Ratzon Hashem. That's why you're doing it, because Hashem said, it doesn't make any sense at all. Other mitzvahs make some sort of sense. This makes no sense at all. So when I'm doing something which is a chayik, that means I'm doing a bittul of my body to the Eivishta. That's a reunification of the guf and the neshama, but it's more than that. You all know the word chak. What does chak mean in Hebrew? What? What do you say? Engraved, right? Chakika, this ksiva you write, and then there's engraving. For example, on a matseva and on a tombstone, they engrave. They don't write. How do they engrave? They chip in, right? Chakika, the letters and the stone are one entity. You engrave it. It's one thing. You can't separate it. If you have something which is engraved on a stone, you can't separate it ever. If you write it, you can separate it because it's two things. The reason why chayk is called a chayk, shtein svasem, is because it's engraved on our bodies. It's one. And the reason why Misa and Tumas Meis is fixed by a chayk, because chayk means that I'm engraving my neshama on my guf. It's one unit again, and there's no misa. Chayk, something which I don't understand, is chakika, is engraved. It's not two separate entities like siva. It's one unit. That's the oymik of why a chayk is called chayk. Because it's from the lashon of chakika to engrave it and make it into one unit. So what do we have? We have Adam HaRishon created, right? He had a choice of the Eitz HaDaas, Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaDaas, says the Ramchal, strengthened his physical side of it, made it an independent entity. I'm adding on, and that's why the Gzeira for that was Misa, because now the Guf and the Neshama can't stay together. They're not fully unified. Something which is fully unified can never separate. But they're not together anymore. So there's a Gzeira of Misa. Came along Matan Torah and Klai Yisrael went back to the unity. I'll tell you a tifazach. You want to hear a tifazach? The Tanai for Matan Torah was Vayichen Yisrael Neged Hor Ish Echod Belev Echod, right? So, what's the Achdus? The Achdus is, it's Achdus in the Bria, it's Achdus inside a person. The reason why we don't get along with other people is because the Guf separates, not the Neshama. In order to have Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod, you have to have that it's one entity, it's one unity, it's one Metzias. That's because the guf and the neshama inside the person became one, so then we could become one. What separates us from other people is how the guy looks and what he says, and I don't like him. That's not coming from the neshama. So Kabbalah Satayra, which Klai Yisrael was bottled the gzera of Misa, why? Because the guf and the neshama started to march together again. The chitzeni is the articulation of that, is that there was achdus. That's poshut. Came the chet ha'egel, we're following the timeline here, and boom, they again did the chet of the Eitz Hadas, where they gave into their own agendas. So again, it was Misa in the world. The Guf and the Neshama parted ways again. So what's the tikkun for that? The tikkun for that is chayk. Ep is to bring together the Guf and the Neshama. Do something that you don't understand. Do something that you don't want to do. Engrave it. If he's there, we understand why the Torah Kedoshah tells us, Ein ha-Torah miskayemes ela b'misha meimis atzma eleo. Says the Rambam, what's meimis mean? Your guf. So why is it in this parasha? Because that's what this parasha is about. This parasha is about the battle between the guf and the neshama. That's what misa is. Tumas meis is because the guf and the neshama are not on the same page. Listen to a lashon of Chazal. You have a musical ear? Ein ha-Torah miskayemes. What's miskayemes mean? What does miskayemes mean? What does miskayemes? Miskayemes means lasting. Lasting means not misa. The Torah lasts. It sticks around. It doesn't run off. It doesn't die. When does Torah last? When does Torah last? Torah lasts when the yomemis atzmai aleh, when a person breaks his guf. Because when you're breaking your guf for Torah, you're fixing the nekuda. You hear the tifkai? What caused misa in the world? That the oilam went into what? The oilam went into meat ports. By the way, there's nothing wrong with meat ports, Breskin. That's not what I said. I said the oilam went into it. You hear the difference? You know what makes a difference? They got into it. Meat port is fine. In Ramat Shlomo in the Kehillah, where I sometimes say Divrei Torah, so a guy brought a fish board once to a kiddush. Nothing that you would look at. Yeah? Something like, but it happens to a shem of a fish board. I said, I'm quitting. In the middle of the kiddush. Yeah, I'm radical, no? I don't mind eating fish boards in my house if somebody would bring. I'll tell you afterwards which type of fish to bring. But not in what it called. We're not into it. We're not into it. Yes, there's the difference? You got the difference? You don't know. What? I'm not sure.
Did it go to the kiddush every week?
There's no kiddush every week in my shul. What kiddush?
Just davening.
It's just davening. Very long. Shush. What? Shushiva Shakrat. When there's a kiddush, it's a very nice kiddush. It's a standard kiddush. Everyone has to give the same kiddush. No fish boards. It's not where you live, Ramat Eshkol. What?
On the other side.
We're not into it. It's not about fish boards here. Are you into it? So the Eitz HaDas was that they got into Gashmius. And that caused Misa, because that caused the Guf to become a mind of its own with an agenda of its own. The Neshama says, you have an agenda of your own, I can't become one with you. So what's the tikkun for that? Is that we kill our guf for Torah. Torah is Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo. Torah is the Eitz Chaim. So when we're meiser our guf for Torah, we're fixing the gzeira of Misa, which was caused by building up the guf unnecessarily. So it's miskayemes. Person wants the Torah to last, but we don't just learn. You want it to last. You want it to last for you. You want it to last for your kids. You don't want it to die. You don't want it to run away. You don't want it to be separated. That's Meimis Asmaleh. For that, you have to be misakin the gzeira of Misa. Not to be sunk into your guf, because that's what's called Misa to begin with. And there's no more appropriate place. I'll end off with a Marit Kisvas Emes. Zois HaTorah Adam Kiyomas Ba'oil Ein HaTorah Miskayemes. Says the Helikus Vasemis, you know what Zoysa Torah means? Zoysa Torah, Adam, you become Torah itself. Yeah. Zoysa Torah, who's that? Adam Kiyomas Boil. You give yourself over a little bit. You mutcher a little bit. You give up a drop of sleep. You give up a good Lel Shabbos meal because you want to go over the sugya again. I didn't say always, Ari Breskin. I didn't say always, right? I didn't say always. What am I going to do when you leave? That's why I was asking you to stay for the winter.
Yeah.
Wait, is he working on it? I'm leaving it to you.
Every year.
Do we have a Basra?
At least one extra month.
Frankie is getting depressed.
No, maybe he said at least one extra month.
At least one extra month. Yeah. That's called Torah. You become Torah. Adam came as well. You become Torah. You become Metzias of Torah. You become Torah itself. Is that Moedic? That's some of the Pashim Shah and the Pashim. Zayis HaTorah. Who's Torah? Adam came as well. If you want it to last for your kids, right? Guy says, learns. People call me all the time. They learned, and that means the kids are not interested. Somebody was by me today. Father, I think everybody, most not. But you want it to last. You don't want it to run off. Today, you have to have a relationship with Torah. You have a relationship with the Eitz HaChaim. Ein HaTorah Miskeyem Ezel V'Misha Meim Mis Atzmei Leh, says the Marsha. Misa Sagof U'Misalek V'Menu Moisar HaTaiva. Excessive taiva, what you don't need. So a guy gives up something. You give up a suit of hair. You give up a going out. A guy, there's a new thing now. Nice people go out to eat in restaurants during the week. Never was such a thing before. Yeah, a new business. You know about this stuff? What? Even people who don't pay full tuition. Yeah? Even people, yeah. What?
You following up?
Absolutely. But go out till they come back, till they go, and then they come back already. They're already overeaten and overspent, and they're screamed at by the mother on the way back that she saw the credit card, and he ate too much, and then he wants to go learn a night seder and chaz over tifa raid on shalikah derech hana with the bikivega and the choftes, and he can barely move, and then he wonders why his kid in ninth grade doesn't have a cheshek. It's because of that restaurant that night. Yeah. Hey, you think I'm crazy? I'm not crazy. Okay, because of that. Because you're not made Miss Atzmoyla. Good job, this. As he.